From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. The United States Embassy in Ankara said on Sunday that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee cap, as both sides look to unite ahead of talks on forming a new government. Merkel and the head of the Christian Social Union plan to spell out the details of the deal on Monday. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany would be capped at about 200,000. Merkel has until now rejected caps. She has said they would violate the Constitution, granting anyone facing political persecution the right to seek asylum. Under the deal, asylum seekers would not be turned away at the border until their cases are heard. This is VOA News.